left the area of Bethany and Fenwick, Delaware, along with Ocean City. And I will tell you that the Bayside up in Delaware is pretty much underwater. In fact, we saw that the National Guard had shut down the coastal highway, which goes from Maryland into Delaware, because of the devastation and the flooding that's going on up in that area. Oceanside doesn't seem to fare out too bad, but definitely on the Bayside, we even got a chance to work our way down towards Secrets. All their palm trees are pretty much knocked over on top of tables, and there's a lot of debris on the Bayside in Ocean City. We saw a couple of hotels that had lost their rooftops. Obviously, the fishing pier, if you're familiar, where you pay to go out on the pier itself for fishing, just past that little hut all the way out is pretty much gone. A lot of sand was pushed up into the area of the inlet. They were busy trying to get that cleaned up along with the streets in Lower Ocean City. The boardwalk that goes alongside the jetty that a lot of people fish from out there at the inlet, that's pretty much destroyed. That's all gone. However, the new boardwalk that they put down in Ocean City proper itself has fared out rather nicely, and it looked like that was not damaged at all. So right now, Ocean City, they're working diligently to get it cleaned up. They've got a lot of equipment working to remove the sand from the boardwalk area and the sand that has worked its way up to that creek wall and get it moved back out.
I get from what you're saying, at least where Ocean City is considered, that as far as property damage, the Bayside really took a lot of damage.
The Bayside took appears to be the brunt of it. Obviously, there's some water damage on the ocean side. Some of the businesses there had a lot of sand pushed up to the front doorway. I'm not sure about how much water got inside those businesses. But Ocean City pretty much has it down to a science. They don't wait around. You know, once they're able to get out and start cleaning up, get things moving, they pretty much do that. And, you know, had we not got down there when we got down there, you know, I venture to say we would have been able to see anything in Ocean City proper itself. But there was a lot of sand that was pushed around. The lower antique side, or the old ocean side of Lower Ocean City, was obviously underwater for a good while. But Public Works, they have it, you know, like a
They're handling it.
They just kick butt and we're getting everything all cleaned up.
Hey, Captain Roy, when you're flying, and I, from what you're saying, the Delaware Beach has really suffered a little more. When you're flying, can you tell the differences between Fenwick, Bethany, Dewey, Rehoboth? Can you tell as you're flying over when you're hitting those particular beaches?
Oh yeah. There's no doubt.
So which of the beaches in Delaware? We had heard Dewey was hit pretty hard with the bay waters.
Well, we didn't go all the way up to Dewey. We went up to Bethany.
Uh huh.
Okay. The Bayside fared worse than the ocean side, from what we could tell. The dunes that they have up there, just as you approach into Bethany itself, seem to do its job as far as protecting. As far as downtown Bethany, we didn't quite get up that far because we run a little bit low on gas.
Okay.
So, but Fenwick, the ocean side was fine, but the Bayside is just devastated. I mean, you couldn't even tell the difference between canals and roadways. That's how bad it was, as far as, you know, where there was a road and where it was a canal, because it was all underwater. Now, some of those homes are built on pillars, but others are not. You know, we saw cars that were pretty much up to about mid-door height as far as water damage. So, you know, they took a hard, hard hit.
Hmm.
You know,
as you were flying back, do you happen to fly over eastern Baltimore County at all?
We checked out areas of Baltimore County. Down around Miller's Island, I guess that's ops normal. They're used to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But Foley's Quarters, Seneca Park, that area, they had a lot of water that they had to deal with, which was a bit unusual. That's where we saw, if you want to call it, the most water damage. You know, I was looking to see a lot of trees that were knocked over, and we didn't see as many trees knocked over in this storm as the past hurricane that we had, where we had a lot of trees that were pretty much decimated into homes and a lot of power lines knocked out.
Yeah.
In fact, it was tough to see, you know, where the crews were working as far as BGE and whatnot, because they were working so fast, as soon as they were there and got it going, they were gone. So they were at a very, very fast pace in getting power restored back from what we could tell up here. There wasn't any type of long lines or lingering. The only place that we saw them cutting down trees was up in the Towson area, that they were cutting down some trees that had interfered with some power lines. So,
all right. Captain Roy Taylor, thank you for bringing us all that information on the beaches and beyond.
Not a problem. Thank you.